The Haitian episode was extraordinarily difficult because of the number of Haitians that were camped out under the bridge in Del Rio. And, you know, they'd all congregated there from, I think, other places along the border. They must have heard or some rumor or something that they could get through at Del Rio, and they moved accordingly, which made it a very difficult situation for CBP to control. And thus, as so often happens in matters of immigration, they ended up making both immigration advocates and immigration hardliners angry at them at the same time.
2 days after the controversy with Border Patrol agents on horseback confronting Haitian migrants trying to cross the Rio Grande, the current Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said people coming to the U.S. illegally will be returned. Your journey will not succeed. Is that the right kind of message to send to people who, yes, are arriving at the border and should not be crossing illegally, but they're coming because it is the United States and they're seeking a new life? You would hope legally, but they're there.
We have this kind of mythology based on the Statue of Liberty. You know, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. In point of fact, you know, the United States has never been an open borders country. We've always had immigration laws, some good, some bad, some ineffective. Our country hasn't really addressed its immigration law comprehensively since 1986, when it was done under President Reagan. I think one of the things that the Haitian episode demonstrates is that we really do need to go back and look at our immigration law. And that's the job of Congress. If Congress were able to actually get to some of the serious underlying issues in our country.
Back to the Border Patrol agents on horseback. We asked U.S. Customs and Border Protection about how many horse units there are, just out of curiosity, on the southern border compared to the northern border. CPB tells us that all sectors on the southwest border have horse patrol units except for Yuma, and that there's only one in Spokane, Washington, across the entire northern border. Does that sound a bit out of balance? What do you make of that?
No, I think they put the horseback units where the need is greatest and where the terrain justifies it. You know, the Canadian border is such a different border than the Mexican border. Obviously, it's much longer. It's much more isolated. We don't have the same kinds of immigration challenges on the northern border than we do on the southern border. And the horseback units are designed because there are large stretches of the southwest border where horses are really the best way to patrol the border. And I'm not going to comment on their use in Del Rio because that's going to be looked at objectively and thoroughly. But I've been with those horseback units on the southwest border, and they're an essential tool.
But do you think that even though you say they are the best way to patrol the border, right now they are suspended in Del Rio, but across the board using horses, it seems a bit archaic to use them. Do you think they should just be disbanded for good?
No, I don't think so. I think when properly used, they expand the ability of the Border Patrol to police the border. You say they're archaic. Well, the Border Patrol also has people who read sign, who track trails in the desert by finding footprints and clues. And you call that archaic too, but it's a tough border. It's very difficult to police.
Kind of the same question when it comes to policing in general, law enforcement's usage of horses, and a lot of scenarios, even confronting protesters like we saw last year here in Washington. Do you think all of law enforcement in the U.S. should keep their units? Do they serve a real purpose?
Like I said, I don't want to comment on their use in Del Rio, but where the horseback units are most useful is in the isolated parts of the border, the very difficult to reach parts of the border, not necessarily for crowd control. That appears to be how they were used in Del Rio and how urban police departments use them. And I think that can be open to question.
What would you recommend as far as reforms are concerned with the use of forces by law enforcement when it comes to crowd control?
What I suggested was that the use of horses for crowd control is something that should be re-examined. And I think I was referencing particularly urban police departments who have used them for crowd control when there have been protests and so forth.